like Cutie. Well, good evening, everybody. You know what that prayer music sounds is all about. It is the Fakeologist Show. Well, no, we haven't converted to a religious show, but we are prayerful and mindful. And actually, if I became born again, I think I would triple my listenership. I noticed that Adam Curry has intimated, maybe on another podcast, that he is a Christian, and he gets donations from all the Christians in the United States, and they do express that every time they donate, so I think it's really helped him. It's Thursday, May 25th, 2023. We're in the middle of hockey season, so that's why my appearances are spotty, to say the least. And it's not because I believe in organized sports. I do believe in distraction, though. And sometimes, now that COVID is officially over, over three years later, I don't mind taking a bit of a well-deserved break, I would think. And you can only do this so many hours for so many years for so long. So there is the tendency to burn out. I'm not burned out, but I'm just sort of taking it easy. But anytime I have a scheduled weekly guest like Frank the Salt Guy, I do make sure I show up, even though there is a game on tonight. But Frank is usually fine with a one-hour show, so that's what we're going to do. So Frank is extremely reliable, and he is here now. That's him in the background. Hello, Frank.
Ni hao, everybody.
Ni hao. Isn't that a soothing song?
But all those fantastic.
Nuns on Run. Somebody... Yeah. Sent
very disturbed to hear you say that it caused her so much stress, though.
Well, that's from Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, stardom isn't all it's cut out to be. And that's why I would say the controllers take advantage of stars, because they know that it's a very precarious position for a human to be in. And, man, you could just have your way with these people and promise them everything and control them, and it's just I can see it being a nightmare unless you're born into it and you don't know any differently.
Yes, which I think, you know, the big stars, they're all from the royal families as far as I can work out.
Yes, I would say so. And maybe they're just built put together in a hatchery and then they go under the royal name, that kind of thing. I don't think any royals actually giving any kind of birth, if there are any females in the royal family. I mean, that's the other thing, of course.
Well, since you're on that topic, the latest thing I've heard is that they're hatched in horses' wombs.
In horses. So that would be funny. Yeah, horse face. But let me just thank the sustaining donors, because we haven't had any one of donors. I think you might have been one of the last ones at fakeologist.com/donate.
You might be strapped for a while. I'm paying for a ski trip. So.
No, that's fine.
Too many donations from me for
A ski trip. I don't even want to think of snow because it's finally getting warm here. We just planted a bit of a garden here for the first time in a long time. And you have to wait in Canada till the last frost. And there might be a frost tonight. So therefore, all your work would be lost. So we're just planting slowly, slowly. And but I want to thank the sustaining, the monthly donors, those guys that set it and forget it. I love people that just set the donation and they don't even check their credit card. So thank you all you guys here on the monthly donors for your set it and forget it donations. And even if you set it at $1.19, I'm equally grateful. And because everyone gives the value they think the show is worth. So fakeologist.com/donate. Thank you, all of you. And don't forget, we take Epic Cash. Yes, we do talk a lot about Epic Cash. And it's on sale right now. I think it's around $1. The main reason is because some of the principals of Epic Cash, I believe, are selling a lot of their Epic Cash because they need fiat to put Epic Cash on exchanges, and they only take US dollars or Bitcoin to do so. And that does cost quite a bit of money. They're trying to get on Change Now and CoinStore. Those will be big game changers, I believe. So take advantage of the sale, Epic Cash sale. And We don't make anything here by promoting it, other than the fact that if it does go up, we have a slight position in it. Nothing to write home to mom about, because I'm not a big currency investor, but I love the idea that I can use it. And I have paid a couple people that I work with a few Epic coins, believe it or not, and they're accepting them and they're having fun watching it go up and down, and they're learning, because they're going to have to learn anyway. So right now I'm on the Explorer page of epic.tech, and it says one Epic is $1.04 US. So it's been quite stable. And you can see on here, there was a spike, I believe, on May 22nd. So that probably was the day that they were busy selling Epic coins to get fiat so they could list Epic on, pay some of the fee exchanges, the exchanges for the fees for the exchanges, because they want an upfront fee to study and take Epic Cash. And Frank, I think you are an Epic Cash holder.
I am an Epic Cash holder. I received some free tokens from the giveaway.
And we're still giving it away. And yeah.
You've got some big news. Isn't there big news on new developments that you're talking about?
We're talking with Uncle Vigilante. And while we were doing the show, he's busy taking calls from a far more famous and more widespread podcaster, Mike Adams of the Health Ranger. He was busy calling in during the show to directly to Uncle Epic, and he had to leave early because Mike Adams is going to be taking Epic Cash in exchange for goods in his online store, and he apparently has a large presence, so good on him.
Wow. That's a big move.
It is a big move, and it's exciting, and I just don't think that the powers that be should have a monopoly on money. And they don't have a monopoly on the media anymore. And they try really hard to corral people into different websites. But I think as long as we can transact with private coin, I don't know how they could stop it. Well, they could just make it illegal, I guess, and then try and catch you. But same with the internet. We had the wild, wild west on the internet for a while. And they're doing their best with PSYOPs to corral people and limit people's ability to speak freely. Anything they don't like, they call it hate speech, which is, I guess, what I'd call it. Hateful to who knows, but hateful to the powers that be is enough to convince people that it needs regulation. So enjoy the internet while it's free, and enjoy the ability to have an alternate currency while you're able to. So Epic Cash is what we promote, and so far so good.
So do you have any prognostications on how long the internet is going to be in its current form?
I think it's always changing. And I think it's always going to evolve. And they're going to use their psyops on the internet to scare people, which is what they do. They create fear and doubt, FUD. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And you'll probably use people like Elon Musk and Twitter to convince people that if you want trusted information from the internet, then you have to go to an approved site or from an approved person with an approved ID checkmark that's authorized by somebody somewhere. And I don't like approved in anything, really, but so I'm willing to risk it. I forsake all the warnings that my computer from Bill Gates tells me, this site is unsafe, proceed at your own caution, or this file is unsafe, proceed at your own caution. Well, I don't mind. I do proceed, even though the buttons are harder and harder to find. So yeah, I just think that it's always changing, and they'll scare people as they lose influence right now. So yeah, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with things changing. Lost Spider Phallus, we got him involved with Epic Cash, and he is in the chat tonight. Hello, unknown user just popped in to the FacoTube chat. Hello, and Lost Spider Phallus, we did an audio chat. If you want to look that up, where we got him set up with some accounts, good on you, Lost Spider Phallus. And
And the blog live chat's available. 13 are online at the moment.
Yes, that's something I installed because as I was surfing on an old-fashioned website / blog, somebody had that little floaty on top of their website. This is another floaty is hosted by another company because I can't host my own chat. It just takes too much horsepower. But I'm using this free service Arena, and it seems to work. So every web, does it work on your end?
Yeah, I think it works well.
I'm clicking. Yeah, it says 11 are online. All.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to load it here online. I can't really see who's there and who's not. It says 11 are online, but I can't see who's there. It just says I'm there, so I don't know what that means.
It does, yeah. Just says.
So I typed in hello. Can you type in hello on there? And let's see if you pop up, or maybe there's something wrong with it. I don't know. Okay. I know Napoleon, who is everywhere, has posted on it. But yeah, it's a floating chat. It's just there to talk to people that are actually on the website, which are fewer and fewer because we have many websites like Telegram and Discord and Gilded. We're scattered and fractured all over the damn place. So that's why if you want my attention, just email me. I do read my email. David Turner is a Mike Adams listener. So David Turner just made a post in the Fakeologist blog chat. See what I mean? I get too many chats, Frank.
It's good.
I'm on Telegram. Telegram has a private audio chat. The only way you can get in there is send me a message at Fakeologist. I'm a Fakeologist on the Telegram, and I will give you a private invitation to the audio chat. Otherwise, under the Fakeologist discussion group, we have many sub-chats. There's a live stream text chat there that Napoleon fills up with his stuff. So I've told Napoleon to just stick to your own parlor if you can. And his own parlor has 2,000 messages already.
Wow.
And most of them are him. And most of them are repetitive. But the live stream chat is what you can chat.
It's going. It's running and rocking and rolling. Okay.
Yeah, it's confusing. I have a live stream text chat and a live stream audio chat on Telegram. Not really using it much. Did you type anything in the fakeologist.com chat? Because I don't see it.
I have to log in through my Facebook account.
No. Oh, I see.
And I can't remember the
okay.
I can't remember the email or password for that account anymore.
Can I recommend that you use a program called RoboForm?
You can. Please if recommend it.
Fake11.com/RoboForm.
Yeah.
That will bring you to a special offer. If you sign up, and one person did this, I think it was Dante or, it was the guy in Japan we talked to on the audio chat. Oh, I wish I remember his name.
Yeah.
I think it begins with a D. You were there probably. And I can't remember
his name. Is I know his name.
Yeah, you know it. He's an English accent.
Yeah, he is
very smart person, and I forget his name. Darn it all! I think Wild Times knows of this person. But anyway, if you go to fake11.com/RoboForm, and if you sign up for 6 months, it says here, get 6 months free. So it's $23 a year. It is a very good password manager, and I highly recommend it. It has autofill. It works on your phone most of the time, and it syncs across all your devices. Highly recommend it. I've used it for 10 years at least, maybe 15, and I use it. And none of my passwords are the same. They're all really long passwords. You only have to remember one master password.
And what makes your data safe when it's out in the cloud?
Well, it's encrypted, they say.
Yeah.
I've never had a problem, and I do change my passwords all the time, and it remembers the changes, usually automatically. It's not perfect, but I can always manually do it, and highly recommend it. And that way all your websites will have unique, very unhackable passwords, because they'll never be the same. Like, most people use the same simple password for all their sites, which gets them into big trouble. But I guarantee most people do that. Like, they'll use something like maybe work in their birthday or something. And if they give that password away once to the wrong hacker, then that hacker will use that password on all the sites they think they may be on. And it could be as simple as just logging into every banking website in your area and just trying your password that they know you probably didn't change. So that's really how hacking works. Yeah. It's not that difficult. But if you use long, strong, as they call them, passwords, then there's no way. You don't have anything to worry about. So fake11.com/RoboForm. Like I said, only one person in the last 15 years that I've been recommending this ever signed up, and that was the guy from Japan. And thank you very much. I get a...
His name is Zombie Dave.
Zombie Dave, right. I knew there was a D in there. So Zombie Dave, thank you. And so hopefully Frank will sign up, and I get a little spiff, nothing to write home about, but it's still fun. So everyone should do that, because everyone has a million passwords. And I know that they're... Bill Gates and Microsoft are starting another system linked to your identity where you won't have passwords anymore, but you will have to have a digital ID. Don't recommend that either. Even if they do get that going, I wouldn't do that personally. I think it's better to have a different password for every website. I wouldn't even hook it to my face.
All I can see about digital IDs is that they make you more hackable. It just sounds like a crazy idea to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Once someone has access to your digital ID, you are completely screwed.
Yeah. And don't.
I don't follow the logic.
Yeah, but they are. It's called 1Password, I think. Well, that's not the name exactly. It's something password that they're figuring out, and I can't remember, Google or Microsoft, one of the two are working on it. There are all the big tech, they're working on it. So get RoboForm, fake11.com/RoboForm. And what else? Let's go on the blog. You said you don't have an agenda tonight. So let's go on the blog.
All I would say is that the agenda is certainly rolling on in Australia and Victoria. Our state government has just announced it's $200 billion in debt, which I think is $40,000 for every man, woman, and child in the state.
That's the total debt or deficit?
The total debt.
Okay, the total debt. That's a big number. That's Australian dollars or US dollars?
Yeah, well, who knows what it is? It doesn't matter anyway.
And then your federal government is probably in debt to a tune of a trillion or something.
Yeah, and then the local council. So, I think the agenda is pretty awesome. There's probably a couple of $100,000 debt for every man, woman, and child carried by the various...
Well, it's the idea is you can't pay it back, so then they start taking things.
Which is so that's what's happened. So in Victoria, there's been land taxes brought in. So you pay your council rates... And now you've got to pay land tax on top of your council rates. And they're all, value of property based, and the values of the properties are inflated by the amount of money that gets printed. It's just a most cunning plan.
Yeah. Well, that is the debt-based system, the debt-based money system, where they automatically are ahead of the game the minute they issue coins.
Yeah.
And then you pay interest on the interest. So the interest starts the minute they mint a dollar or a coin, which is crazy.
The guys on the Know Your Rights group in Australia, they're suggesting that the destruction of title, because apparently the titles office has been privatized and paper titles, they're saying, have been destroyed. So what the guys on Know Your Rights are claiming is that that is a malfeasance at the least, and maybe completely criminal, because it, the title is part of the property. So there's been damage to property of basically everyone who's taken a new title. So these things will be happening in Canada as well, Tim. So I think it's of interest to everybody.
But what are you going to do about it? There's so much stuff going on.
Well, these guys are suggesting remedies, which I think is terrific.
We don't have that in Canada, I don't think. Do they have a Canadian branch?
I don't know. Yeah. I'd be surprised. I would be surprised if there isn't someone doing something similar. But you know, for people that don't seek to completely disavow their property and follow Jesus, give it up and follow Jesus, there might be remedy to be taken. I simply don't know, but it's I found the conversations that were put forward by the Know Your Rights group, knowyourrightsgroup.com.au. Their latest, the past few radio talks have been terrific, very interesting.
Okay.
And so, you know, as I said, the agenda is really moving strongly on here in the Upside Down Land, appropriately named, I think. Oh, they also called the land of Oz.
Right. Oh, now you're triggered, Napoleon. You're gonna have 500 more messages now.
Yeah. Well, it's been called, you know, Oz for a long time.
Yes.
And obviously, people have not cottoned on to the irony at all, or should I say, the lack of irony, that they just mean it exactly as they say it. It is Oz here, emerald slippers included.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think Napoleon's connections with the Wizard of Oz are entirely appropriate.
All right. On the blog here, fakeologist.com/blog, that's where I put most of my stuff. A lot of it's cross-posted to Twitter. That may go away. Twitter is starting to charge for anyone that uses their backdoor to tweet. And of course, the blog uses backdoor software to tweet. I doubt we're going to pay for that. So if you rely on my Twitter at fake11.com/Twitter, then you might want to sign up for the old-fashioned blogs, because I doubt I'll manually cross-post it. I might, but I might not. So fakeologist.com/blog. Please log in there. Thanks to Rick at fakeologist.com. He recommended the Opperman report. He listens to that quite a bit. So I subscribe to it on Podcast Addict. And so now what I do with Podcast Addict is anytime there's a new podcast, I have it come into my playlist, where before I didn't do that. And I had a really small playlist, but then I found, well, I wasn't even looking at my podcast that I was subscribed to. So now I have all the new episodes from every podcast I subscribe to come into my playlist. Now my playlist has 500 things in it, so it's getting out of hand. But it does expose me to all the new podcasts that get uploaded. So I have listened to a couple of the Opperman reports, thanks to Rick. And he posts a lot of his old stuff into the feed, which is really good. So I listened to something from 5 years ago, a woman that was talking about our friend Dr. Day, who did a speech in 1969 in Pittsburgh, and a young pediatrician wrote it all down on a napkin because he wasn't allowed to record it with his recording device of the day. And so this lady was talking about it again. We've talked about it before. Marcus Allen brought this up a long time ago, I think. I don't know if he brought it up or someone else brought it up in my sphere, but it's really a good speech. And this was a really good interview. So I took it off the Opperman Reports audio feed and put it on FakeoTube. because I know that people that subscribe to my channel on FakoTube, which is user supported, that will come into their feeds automatically. You can add FakoTube to your podcast feeds. And so all these audios here, all these things on FakoTube will come into your podcast player. Just go to my channel. I'm one of the only channels on FakoTube, and I'll show you what to do. You click on the video, and here's my channel. So Fakeologist Admin, click on this, and you should see a feed right up here. It says feed. So copy this RSS feed, copy the link, and paste it into your favorite podcast player, and you'll get all the FakoTube videos downloaded to your phone automatically. So there you go. So this was a really, 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 really good audio. It actually was two parts. I wasn't going to listen to it because it was titled The Rite of Sodomy, Homosexuality in the Roman Catholic Church. Not really something I wanted to listen to, but I clicked on it anyway. And they ended up talking for the first half about Dr. Day's speech. So how random is that? Like, there's no way you would have known that unless you just started playing it. It was a really good report on that. So sometimes, you know, it's good to take a chance. I don't label any of my audio chats properly. So you're just going to have to click on them and see what we talk about. Cause I don't put any keywords. I don't put any clues as to what we're talking about. Of course, anyone out there is welcome to do that, but I just don't. So you just have to play and hope to God that we say something interesting. But I played this. I put this on FakoTube, and Frank, you should listen to this if you haven't, because it's really good. And then it's going to inspire you to go find the Dr. Day tapes, which I think are on FakoTube. Now I'm not even sure. So if I do a search for Dr. Day, let's see if I uploaded the damn thing. Dr. Day on COVID. What the hell is that? But I'm not even sure. Do you know what I'm talking about? The Dr. Day tape?
I do, yeah.
Of course, I don't see it on FakoTube, so that makes me wonder if I even uploaded it. Because the tape, since it wasn't recorded, you're going to listen to Dr. whoever wrote it down on a napkin talk about it. Now I forget his name. So maybe it's under that. Anyway. If I can find it, I'll let you know. What is Dr. Day COVID? What is this? Let me play this just for a sec on FakoTube. Does it play? Click. Does it work? Does anything work? Maybe it doesn't work. It says it's playing. Oh, maybe I have it muted. Oops. Unmute.
Very Merry Christmas. Of course, my website is therealistreport.com.
Okay, this is another Dr. Day with John, the Realist Report. Oops, sorry about that. I can't remember what she's another very interesting person. But anyway, that's that post, Frank.
And so the one that I was particularly interested in was the Denis Rancourt. It sounds a lot better than Dennis Rancourt, doesn't it?
Right. Oh, before we go on to that, can I play this audio that I heard on the No Agenda show? It's sure. About Marcus Allen, and it freaked me out. I don't think, did you hear me play this the other day?
No.
Take a listen to this. Marcus Allen made Congress.
Mr. Allen, have you ever used Twitter? Yes or no?
I have utilized Twitter, yes.
Okay, and is your account at Marcus A97050645?
That is absolutely not my account.
Okay, that's not your account. Well, on December 5th, 2022, an account under the name Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said,
"That is not my account, ma'am."
You haven't let me finish the question,
sir.
You might
have been the football player.
You haven't let me finish the question.
It might have been the famous podcaster. What do you mean? Anyway, this guy's name is Marcus Allen. He's a whistleblower. I just thought, okay, it's a pretty common name. But anyway, let's play the rest.
The time is mine. On December 5th, 2022, an account under the name of Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said, quote, Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th, retweet if you agree, end quote. Do you agree with that statement? Yes or no?
No, ma'am. That's not my account at all.
I'm asking whether you agree with that statement. Yes or no?
Can you please rephrase the statement? Yeah.
Do you think
I'm the gentlelady has expired?
Staged January 6th. I just want him to answer.
He'll answer. Yeah, he'll answer. I'm just telling you your time's up.
Do you believe that Nancy Pelosi, do you agree with the statement that this person tweeted that Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th? Yes or no? Thank you. I yield back.
Chair, recognize.
I thought for sure that was our Marcus Allen that did the tweet.
And have you changed your mind?
Oh, it definitely is not him, but I looked it up. I looked up the tweet. It's there. And the person under that account retweeted this tweet here. And I just thought it was amazing that, and this Marcus Allen here is a whistleblower. I don't remember what for, but yes.
The Marcus Allen we know and love, that's not his name anyway, so we don't
know. I know. He uses a K. It's Marcus with a K. But this guy, when I first heard, I thought it was him before I looked into it. Then I looked into it. And then, of course, the January 6th Capitol shooting was staged, which is the funny part about the whole thing. So they are just making mockery of the truth. And if you want to see the best video that stands the test of time, click on here. It's on FakoTube. Everything wrong with the Capitol shooting in 21 minutes or less. And they show you how it was totally staged inside and probably videoed and recorded much earlier at a different time. But they just merged the two together, the real riot outside or rally. And then once the real people went inside, they didn't see this because this was probably video filmed earlier. It's really complicated, but not really.
Yeah, okay. I'm just wondering why. Firstly, she pursued him to give an answer to a tweet that wasn't his, and why he didn't say, "Look, I don't need to answer questions that may incriminate me."
Yes. Yeah, it was
an abject lesson about how not to answer questions.
Oh yeah, and this guy, who knows if he's a real whistleblower himself? I don't even know what he's whistleblowing about.
Yeah,
but it was funny, and Lost Spider Phallus in the FakoTube chat thought it was funny too. Okay, here's Denis Rancor, and he's a Canadian physicist, and he is testifying at the National Citizens Inquiry, which has nothing to do with the government, but because we love inquiries in the Commonwealth countries, they are doing it in such a style, maybe so as to confuse people, to make it seem like it's an official thing. And it's quite interesting. And Denis Rancour has been doing what you are doing on a worldwide basis. He is looking at the only thing that he thinks is reliable, and that is excess deaths. And those are the number of deaths.
Not excess deaths, but total mortality.
Yeah, he's looking at excess overall mortality.
He's just looking at overall mortality, yeah.
And finding excess deaths, excess mortality. And it's a 5-year rolling average?
Well, he's done it a number of ways, I think, but it's the point remains that he is observing. He'll be using an annual tally in the same way that I am using. He's rolling it annually. There'll be 12 months of data, each month dropped off, next month added on, and you get a rolling number.
And he says that in his analysis, the excess death is directly coinciding with the clot shot. There's no way around it.
Yes, that's the thing that I have not said. I really said, okay, there's a strong correlation.
Yes, you've never claimed that, but he definitely claims that.
Yeah, so that's what I found very interesting about what he's done. And again, our government is continuing to push people to have shots. So okay. It's a fascinating situation. It's not as if you said COVID's over, but, you know, there are still companies and governments requiring people to be jabbed, especially if you work in the healthcare industry here.
Yes, that's happening in one of our provinces, which is like one of your states.
So I guess I'm of the view it's a long way from over.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you're right. The hype is over, but it's still going on. The after effects, the laws, not so much. Yes, some of it's being codified into law, I think, a lot of the mandates.
Yeah. It's more insidious now because, you know, people seem to be trapped in it.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But, and on that same topic, I'm at my favorite karaoke bar on Wednesday night. I had conversations with two people, quite extraordinary conversations. The first was a young man who's just turned 30 who had a series of clots in his leg, which he now can't use his left leg properly. He's now walking on a stick.
Who is this?
And he had a young man that was a rising music star in Geelong. He was performing, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a week. And he got he's come down with a kind of clots in his left leg. He can't walk properly. He has to carry a stick now to walk.
Oh, that's terrible.
And he had a pulmonary embolism and he can't sing for any sustained period of time anymore. So he's not able to generate an income the way he used to. He had a substantial income. And when I said to him, well, have you considered that it's the shots? He was very guarded about it. You know, he didn't really trust that I was, you know, friendly to him about it, but he kind of intimated looking into it. Because I said, you know, to me, it's you understand that it could be the clot shot and it could be, and you can get compensation. But that was pretty awful. He's not in a good way at all over the thing. And another fellow that I spoke to when I said, that I didn't have a very warm feeling towards the state premier. He was quite astonished that I would feel this way and tell him what a great job he's done and how important the shots were. And when I said, you do realise that 2020 was the healthiest year on record in Australia and this whole idea of this virus is just totally fake. He was outraged that I would say just such a thing. And, you know, clearly millions of people had died in 2020 in Australia. I'm exaggerating what he said, but yeah.
Right. But clearly they died from COVID.
We managed to,
he believes it was COVID that killed everybody.
Well, he didn't accept the idea that 2020 was the healthiest year ever in Australia with the lowest.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Standardized, like 2020 for Australia was the lowest standardized death rate ever. And I doubt we'll ever see such a low death rate again. 4.6 per thousand. And it was a continuing trend in Australia for the past 10 years where each year the death rate, the standardized death rate had dropped by about 0.3 per year for the last 10 years. And it's been completely reversed. So that was a very interesting evening of karaoke. You get more than you bargain for sometimes.
Yeah, I heard a story of someone that cuts my parents' lawn and he had blood clots, so he wasn't showing up to cut the lawn, and that's a big problem in the spring. But I reintroduced the idea that where do you think the clots for a 30-year-old person come from? That's why I call it the clot shot. They get offended when I use the word clot shot.
He is also 30 years old, this person, and your
Yeah, this guy was in his 30s or 40s. I don't have an exact, but the point was that it's amazing the people that believe it. They get really offended when you use the word clot shot. It's almost like they manufactured it. I thought, well, what's the problem? It's just an untested injection. That's actually a military bioweapon. Why would you be offended? Just because you took it and bought into it hook, line, and sinker. If you just look into it for as long as we have been, you will find all kinds of information that you really won't like.
Yeah. And I don't blame people for not looking, really. But
yeah, I probably wouldn't look either. I don't want to look. I don't even want to hear about people that I know that are ill, because especially if their diagnosis is terminal, I don't really want any updates after that. You know what I mean by that? I just don't want to look. I just don't want to hear any updates because they're not going to be good. I don't need that.
I did say to this young man that there are people that are suggesting that there are treatments to mitigate the effects.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. I hit my mic. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he may be in touch. I mean, I know him quite well, this guy, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Doctor John Lukash. Yeah, he's one of them.
That sort of thing. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's really a lot of people aren't even aware that there may be.
Well, they're not even aware there's a problem. That's the biggest problem. They don't know that this is connected. By the way, we will take caller inners 810-666-1984 902-400-1984. You can call in. We will take your call. Operators are standing by, and I did find the post, and I updated it on the fly. It is a Master Fake Theater, believe it or not, Master Fake Theater. There's sort of an old audio series that I have, and if you click on this audio, it's so loud.
Hello, this is the Fakeologist speaking.
That's me.
You're listening to Master Fake Theater, where I present to you some of my favorite 9/11-centric audios. I selected these audios based on the idea that they will help further your knowledge of the hoax that 9/11 was. Well, I can't
that voice is so different.
I do think
I know.
Please visit fakeologist.com to explore endless hours of 9/11 and media fake research. Thank you for listening, and on with the Master Fake Project.
I love the royal music. Beautiful.
That's from Masterpiece Theater on PBS, our public broadcaster, or American Public Broadcasting from a long time ago. I just ripped it off. This is a four-hour audio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty.
So that's Dr. Stan Monteith. He's dead now, but he's a truther that put this together somehow, some way. It's 4 hours. I listened to the whole 4 hours a long time ago. I can probably put it on FakoTube, but that's why I couldn't find it. Because before FakoTube, I was just uploading Master Fake Theaters in audio form. There's no video to this anyway. So you could just download it or you can play it off my website. And it's really an interview with the guy that was writing notes in 1969. It's very interesting. I put this up on the website on April 15th, 2020. And of course we knew it was a hoax back then. So we started posting stuff to that effect. We really haven't changed our tune whatsoever here at the Fake.
Well, I want to say that you know, the general thrust of our comments even back then was that viruses did not exist. And I remember there is silver something. We'd have various people that we're saying, viruses really do exist on the site.
I don't really remember too many people like that, but okay.
And it was a pretty hotly contested discussion at one stage. I think just by definition, the definitions they give you of viruses, you know, that they can't exist without a host and all that sort of stuff. They're not really alive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. you know, you're told really by the definitions that these things don't exist, in my opinion. Very early on.
I'm just looking back. I think what happened, I'm looking on the fakeologist.com website where this chat floats over. And I think that within a day they wanted money, because I think we are overusing the chat already, which is probably very easy. And I'm just looking here. It says here, here's a chat from Juno. I can't see who else is on the chat. I think it's because I'm not paying for it. They probably have limited the features.
Yes, makes sense.
And here's something from Juno. From Monday. It says here, no fakeologist show. Yeah, I didn't do a show Monday because it was a holiday here. No fakeologist show. Some usual guests are not on in a while. Uncle. Well, Uncle was off for a week or two. Mr. E, he is off this month. He told me that he's busy. That's fine. I just schedule it every month in case he wants to talk, but he doesn't have to. Tim Osmond was on 2 weeks ago. Also, I noticed the FACO chat podcast is dominated by the Australians. 9 out of 10 shows. No other nation has the gift of gab. I wonder if if I got into the United States at last. No, I haven't tried to go back yet. So there's a little fun comment. So there you go. Yeah. So just having this chat box on here, it gets people use it.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good.
No one complains as much as me, it says here. Okay, and okay, interesting. So not too much on here, actually. But anyway, it's there. You can just log in with however you want to log in and put a little message, and we will read it. And shout out to Maggie. She wrote to me because I only half posted the last Rick and Ab audio chat. And I forgot to upload the file, and she immediately wrote to me. I said, whoa, I guess someone's actually missing this chat. So that was great. But I don't mind if you write to me. I'm at fakeologist.com.
That's fantastic. I did get a note from someone asking about the way I go about managing a car fine, this in this case for...
Oh, yeah. Was that an Australian that contacted you?
It was someone from Iowa.
Oh, Iowa. Wow. That's cool.
So I sent them a little response about, you know, at this stage I would try, you know.
Frank@fakeologist.com. Frank@fakeologist.com. Please email him. He loves to hear from you.
It's true. Obviously I said that I'm not a solicitor or a lawyer or anything, but I would try a clemency approach, especially if you haven't had a booking, a ticket for a long time. You call them citations. The US call them citations.
We call them tickets.
Yeah.
Tickets.
Sorry, I have to tell you, while I'm on this topic, I have to tell a story. Very long time ago, when I was a young man working in the bush, I came up across a guy who called himself Midnight, but he wouldn't give any other names. He said he'd just come back from the USA, where he'd been pulled over and for speeding, and the policeman asked him for his license, and he pulled out his Australian license. And in Australia, any misdemeanors back then were stamped on your license, and they were called endorsements. And the American policeman that saw this license with all these endorsements said, "Man, look at all these endorsements. You must be a very good driver. I'm not going to give you a ticket. You obviously just did something."
Well, an endorsement is a positive word.
Yeah.
Yeah. We call them demerits.
They call demerits here now too. I don't think, but you know, as I said, they're not called endorsements here anymore either. I did enjoy this story. I hope it's true.
Maybe, yeah. And by the way, I have Germ from Germ Warfare scheduled for Sunday, May 28th at 1 p.m. I've had him scheduled a couple times. He probably won't show up, but I did want to talk to him because I like his podcast. And actually, I grabbed the Denny Rancourt video from Germ because he did an interview with the guy, I believe. So Germ may be on, may not be, but it's possible he'll be on. So good on him. He is in Cape Town, South Africa. So that means he's 6 hours ahead. So it's a little tricky to schedule him.
He's certainly got a great radio voice as well, I think.
And a great microphone. And he doesn't look too bad on the camera as well. So he can rock the camera. So he does it all. So good for him. Where is the Denny Rancourt video? Now I can't find it. It's here somewhere. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, that's where I've heard of Denny Rancourt. He has a huge Twitter following. I follow him on Twitter, but it was the video he did with Germ that was really good. And that's where I went to Denny Rancourt's website, dennyrancourt.com or .ca. And he puts all his videos on there. And he was at this National Citizens Inquiry. That's hours and hours and hours of stuff on their Rumble channel.
Yeah. So it puts me in mind while we're in that vein of the John Campbell guy.
Right. Who still listening?
Was very, very soundly outed in the post that Rachel has been posting in the forums, you know, about how he was now just saying completely the opposite things he was saying at the time that the vaccines were going out, how it's so great that you should have these vaccines and, you know, how wonderful it was that they'd all been developed so quickly. And now John Campbell has essentially just turned tail and denying that he was promoting the things almost. It's really quite astonishing what's going on.
Yeah, I don't follow him enough to remember any of that, but he could just say that he's open to change. But
yeah,
anyone can change, and maybe he's bringing more people into the doubting side because he was on side. Who knows? Maybe he's bringing people over. But I know what you're talking about. Yeah, fakeologist.com/forums2. And Rachel did a post on that. Let me find it here.
Anyway, that's very, very interesting for me watching. I mean, I knew that he had turned tail. And I think when I introduced him, I said he was a conventional guy that now seems to be changing his tune. But what I wasn't fully aware of was just how emphatic he was about promoting the early shots when they first came out. I had no idea. You know, so it's
so he's still advocating for lockdowns?
No.
It says here, Dr. Shill versus T Norms. So Dr. Shill is Dr. Campbell.
Yeah. So that forum is, you know, I found it very interesting and valuable.
Fakeologist forums.
Yeah,
me too. And I'm not even up to date on it. I have to admit, I get behind. But Rachel, yeah, this is what I like about the Fakeologist platform. We have so many different versions, and everyone seems to like a different part of the website, to the point where many people don't even know that we have other forums, and I just keep them all open because they all have some type of utility. And I like the forums mainly because it's permanent and you don't need to log in to read them, and it's old style internet. So make sure you sign up, or don't sign up and just look at it, but for sure.
Yeah.
Fakeologist forums. I'll put a link to this quick link on the show notes for tonight. Sort of a different show tonight. I don't really have too many notes.
It was all chatty.
A lot of chatter.
You've done your hour, so I think you have done your duty. I hope your listeners feel they've got their money's worth.
Yeah, I hope so too. Yeah, I'm just a little more laid back now because COVID is kind of not really being pushed anymore, and the traffic is as bad as it was before COVID. So to me, I know that some big things are probably cooking with regards to the financial system. It still is sort of hurtling down into this massive pile of debt. Nobody really knows how it goes. I'm still listening to TikTok event occasionally. I still listen to IPS, who really has the best discussions on a daily basis on Fakeology.
What's his view on financial Armageddon? I must admit, I'm totally skeptical.
I don't think he has
financial
one.
Armageddon.
I don't think he has one on it. I don't really hear him talk about that. But he deconstructs many, many parts of this clown world that we're living in. And just really, he can do an hour without a guest and speak quite eloquently from his notes. Mm. And I do like him because he tries millions of different types of websites as well. He is spread so thin across all of them. It's a little bit frustrating. He's a little overextended, whereas I don't sign up for every website that has a different platform for someone to sign into, but he does. But
thank you for joining. It's May 24th, 2023. This is Infinite Plane.
He still does. I think he's still out in a hotel, but I think he's got an office now. I don't exactly know how he funds himself. I am a donor to his website, a small donor, and everyone can do that. I still haven't got him into, I think I did get him into Epic Cash, but he doesn't advertise it. I think I sent him a few coins.
Radio. I sent out notifications just a moment ago, so I think a number of you should be piling in, and there's a number of people listening on the audio stream. I have a list of things to discuss today. A lot of the trends in the theater of Cywar.
So he really is really up to date with Cywar, and he does a lot of commenting on the political machinations, which he breaks down in a fake way. So I just think he's really worth listening to. So that is IPS. And I just grabbed this from his Odyssey channel. You can click the source here as I source all my material, and that'll bring you to his Odyssey channel here. And then you can...
Thank you for joining. It's May 24th, 2023. This is Infinite Plane Radio.
Turn it off. So it's just playing automatically. So he's got a lot of stuff here. These are his archives. And highly recommend.
I have to tell you that also another real-life conversation I had,
Well, go ahead.
With a couple of Greek guys that were adamant that Vladimir Putin was the savior of the world and... how maligned he was over what was going on in the Ukraine. And I suggested that the war in the Ukraine may not be an actual thing. And that totally floored them. And then I said, and I don't think Vladimir is that good a guy, because didn't he make everyone get jabbed as well? And they're saying that he did not. So I now need to find out if they're making wrong assumptions about Vladimir
Putin. I think he did, and you use your face to get on the subway in Moscow. Digital ID your face. So I don't really see how he's just part of the dialectic, sorry to say.
Okay. Well, I was things at the time. I said, okay, I'll take it on notice that I could be wrong about that, but I will see these fellows.
Now, was he as intensive about getting the Sputnik vaccine, which is what they have over there? I do not know. But I do think the whole theater of war, cutting off Europe from energy, was just a direct number one, they really want to shut down Europe and replace Europe. I don't have any problem with the whole idea of the clergy plan. And I did hear this from the Dr. Day broadcast from 1969. He said, when you bring in new people to a country, they're far more compliant because they're almost like guests. And, you know, the natives,
they don't want to rock boat.
Right. And when you're a third or fourth generation native of your country, you know how things work, and you figure you should have a nicer, better piece of the pie. And you're a little more uppity, and you're a little less willing to give everything up. And so, yeah, you are targeted for replacement. That was just something like one of the things is, I know we all suffer from confirmation bias, but when I heard those words in the 1969 Dr. Day deconstruction, I thought, wow, yeah, that's what's happening today. And this is all a plan. And the Rockefellers are some of the greatest planners of the last one or 200 years. So they have been planning all, everything that's happening is part of the plan. And if it wasn't really well known in 1969, it's certainly well known now. And even maybe before 1969 it was probably still in formulation, but people were still talking about it, but very few people recognize it. So that's why I like listening to audios from 50 odd years ago, is because you can hear all the clues. So nothing that's happening now, from the drag queens to the transgender to all this, it was all discussed in 1969 in one way or t'other.
And this is where discussions with Rick and Lynn Ertel just shine, don't they? You know, those two are really, really hot on this stuff.
And Lynn was on Bonversations with Johnny Labonte, and I listened to the first free half. And she's a polarizing figure. I noticed half his audience were not able. They didn't like listening, but I like listening to her.
I don't think she's polarized anyone here. She, most people, well, I don't know that. I got the impression.
Yeah, I get good reviews. I'm just saying, either love her or you don't love her. And I really like her. I can just sit back and listen because she doesn't need prompting. Yeah. She just does so much in that brain.
Agree.
I just press on and sit back. I occasionally try and interrupt, but I usually can't add to much what she's saying because she knows more than me, which is fine.
Yeah.
So we'll have her back as well. I always just call her at the last minute. She's always there at the ready. And she is actually the administrator of the Facebook Ecologist Forum, which I don't visit, but I can go look at it now. Fake11.com/Facebook. If you haven't noticed already, Fake11 is sort of my keyword domain. So if you just type fake11.com and a keyword, it'll usually take you somewhere. And I don't see her doing much administrating. She may have been thrown off. She constantly gets banned from Facebook.
That's great.
And I wish she could get on the Fakeologist forums, but she claims her computer won't allow her. So she was on the forums as Frank was, but just can't get logged in. I don't know why.
I can't maintain a thing. Anyway, it is what it is. I'll sort it out.
Well, we got to get you back on. So.
All right, youngster. Thank you very much. Well,
thank you. Will you be on the weekend on the audio chats, do you think? Maybe? Or you're going skiing?
Potentially. Not.
You're going to ski?
Yet. Not this weekend.
Okay. Is it getting cold there, as in below, say, 10 or 15 Celsius?
Look, it's cold. It's been approaching zero here overnight. But it was interesting. My sister has just landed in Norway, and it's, you know, heading towards summer there. And she's saying the maximum temperature was 7 degrees. She thought she was back home in Ballarat, where it's freezing.
The maximum in Norway is 7 Celsius.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least the sun is up almost 24 hours a day right now.
She was pretty astonished at the temperature.
Is she in northern Norway or near Oslo, the capital?
She's in southern. She's near Oslo.
Okay. Well, that sucks. Well, it should be warm.
At the funeral of one of my cousins.
So. Oh, sorry about that. Well,
she wasn't a young woman. She was well into it.
Oh yeah, did she take the clot shot?
They all did in Norway, I understand.
Well, that was the other thing they were talking about on the Dr. Day show. They said if you're going to limit the birth rate, then you have to clip off the top end of the population, the seniors, because then you have that imbalance between funding pensions and taking pensions. So all these things are... The only thing they never talked about was just mass vaccination to get rid of people. Like maybe that was going to be the next talk.
Well, as Bill Gates said, if we're really successful with vaccinations, we can achieve.
If we do a really good job, then we can lower this number and get it down to almost near zero. Oh, I missed that.
Mention that talk and you have cognitive dissonance with the listeners. Oh, he wasn't really meaning that. He meant.
And what exactly did he mean?
He meant that he loves it.
Yeah, and our fuel is going up like crazy because they're just piling carbon tax on top of carbon tax now. I don't know when people are going to say uncle. Honestly, the price of oil is going down worldwide, of course, but our gasoline price goes up, and it's just taxes, and nobody says anything because they don't even know why. They just, oh, it's going up 10 more cents a liter. Hello. You don't see it. Yeah, in the old days, governments got thrown out for 5-6 cents a liter, but now it's just carbon tax, so it's just saving the planet, whatever.
But look, I think that in Victoria, their primary vote was only 30% anyway, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't think anyone can
that's
say
the majority that though. But...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad, but it's a plan and it's happening, and just try and stay alive, basically. And listen to the Fakeologist show. We'll bring it to you. We'll try and bring solutions and regular guests, and we'll keep talking about it. We know what's going on. So if you do and you want to hear more of this, send us an email. I'm at fakeologist.com, Frank at fakeologist.com. Join our audio chats, join all our social medias. And that's it. Thanks, Frank. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Take care. Good night. See you, everybody. We'll be right back.